Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 478 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question from Diego, who's asking in a location that has never been asked before, or nobody's ever asked a question from this location before, is what I mean. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it super easy for all of us out there who have a small business to keep track of our finances. It does it in an automated fashion and very easy to use user interface, so we can see what's going on in our business. And of course, come tax season, it becomes very easy to manage everything, as opposed to what I did at first, which was use Excel, and it just became a headache, especially around April. But anyway, check it out for free for 30 days by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Okay, here's today's question from Diego.
Hey, Pat, this is Diego Davila from diegodavila.com. I'm calling you from the airplane bathroom right now, connected to the internet here, flying from Miami to San Francisco. So I have a question about Udemy and about online courses. I have 12 courses on Udemy. They are doing pretty well there, but I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. So my question is, where can I put all my courses and other platforms, or maybe creating my own platform, my own membership site? And also, I would like to increase my revenue on Udemy because it's not as I expected so far. Do you have any ideas? How can I increase the sales of my courses, or maybe I try webinars, stuff like that? So any ideas will be really appreciated. I love everything you do. You are amazing. I also listen to Smart Passive Income, Ask Pat, and the one that you have with Chris Docker, One Business Breakthrough. Great shows. Thank you very much for all you do, and I wait for my Ask Pat t-shirt. I love to wear it and take a picture and send you that, okay? Thank you very much. Bye.
Hey, Diego. Thanks so much for calling in from the airplane bathroom. I think that's pretty cool that you did that. That's pretty unique, and I think people will remember this one for sure. Also, because it's a great question. So first of all, congrats on the success you've had on Udemy.com. For those of you who don't know, Udemy is an online platform with a number of users, a number of different online courses that people have uploaded to that website, and you've had 12, Diego. That's great. Now, what else can you do? Well, first, let's talk about what to do in terms of course creation, and then we'll talk more about actually increasing revenue. So first, in terms of creating these courses, first of all, you're doing the right thing on Udemy. You're putting stuff up there and you're adding more content, because the more stuff you have on there, the more other things people can get into after they get into one of them. So hopefully what you're doing is on Udemy, you're cross-promoting some of your items and allowing one course to feed into the next one and all those sorts of things. So that's tip number one. Number two is, I would definitely recommend putting your content somewhere that you have more control in terms of your own website. That way, maybe you can do the job of actually cross cross-promoting your courses if people get into one on your own platform. And there's a number of different membership website plugins and tools that you can use to create your own course platform. I typically recommend Zippy Courses, smartpassiveincome.com/Zippy Courses. That's super easy to use. And that's the one that's created by Derek Halpern. There's also a Wishlist member, or WP Wishlist, which is a WordPress plugin that you could use too. There's WP Courseware, W-A-R-E, which is another one too. But I also want to introduce you to one that I'm really excited about in terms of its ability to create courses, to accept payments, to cross-promote those courses, and to get a lot of good analytics for your particular coursework. And so this is teachable.com, T-E-A-C-H-A-B-L-E. So Teachable, teachable.com. And this, I met the founder of this website. It used to be called Fedora. It used to be at usefedora.com, but now it's teachable.com. And it's just a beautiful platform. It's so beautiful. And so you actually upload everything to their website, the courses, the videos they host on Wistia. They also will give you what you need to put on your website. So essentially what you're doing is you're almost kind of creating your own Udemy on your own website. If you have 12 courses already, that could be perfect for you. So I recommend you check that out. I don't have an affiliate relationship with them at this point. I haven't tried it out yet. But if you want to check it out, that's teachable.com. So again, I think it's smart that you're thinking about different ways to utilize those courses. And I think if you have more control and have people come to your website, maybe you can use Udemy to bring people back to your website too, to then get into courses that you promote on your own. And then you'd have more control over the not only the experience people have through those courses, but also you'd be able to take more profits because you're not sharing any of that with Udemy. And of course, Udemy, again, is great. I've met people who have done very well on Udemy. I've met people who have worked there, and I think it's a great platform, especially because you don't have to create a website. And also there are users on there already looking for tutorials and courses to get involved with. So that's udemy.com and teachable.com. Now, how do you increase revenue? Well, we talked a little bit about that already in terms of cross-promoting courses and getting people into that. But I think using your email list. So again, bringing people back to your website and building an email list, keeping track of your customers and where they're at into which course. It's going to help you understand what else you can serve them, what else you can do to send emails to promote other courses. You can also get hooked up with other people, other influencers, get potentially featured on other sites, do deals for a person who has some influence and their audience too, to get more people into your courses. Now, you do have 12, so it might be worth trying some special promotions, maybe during a certain part of the year or a season or some event that's coming up, or maybe just because you can potentially give one of those courses away for free. And when you get people into that free course, people are going to be attracted to that because of the price point, of course. But also that puts them in the system, at which point you would then be able to cross-promote and show them other things that you have to offer and that sort of thing. So I think that would help you out too. I would also make sure that you create more courses and continue to serve this audience that you've already been serving. Your best customer are your existing customers. So the more courses you create, you can then promote to all of your existing customers and see if that's a fit for them. You could also pre-sell an idea. Maybe you survey your existing customers and anybody who's interested in your stuff, and then you discover that there's this whole other course you could create. Well, you could pre-sell it. You could validate it in that way and actually get paid for it now so that you can understand whether or not that's something worth creating. And again, that's something you are more able to do on your own website. And that's why creating these courses on your own platform using something like Teachable or Zippy Courses is very, very, very smart. And finally, you mentioned Chris Ducker and I in our One Day Business Breakthrough podcast. It's actually coming back. Chris and I, we've both been really busy on our own stuff. I've been working on my book. He's been working on youpreneur.com. Well, at some point early next year, we're going to get together and re-record a whole bunch of more episodes. We're going to batch process those. So that podcast hasn't died. It's just kind of on pause right now as we're focusing on our own things. But Chris and I, we do these events, One Day Business Breakthrough. We get a lot of calls in for the podcast. We do those events live. And one of the things that people, one of the patterns that we find that entrepreneurs have is they undersell themselves. They don't charge as much as they could. And this is where this term double it came from out of one of them. And it's became this sort of inside joke of people who attended this particular One Day Business Breakthrough event is the hashtag double it. So double it. And there was so many people in that particular group and all the groups, really, when we think about it, that could benefit from charging more. And so you might want to see and test what different price points might be like. It might increase the perceived value of your courses, and you might actually end up making more money. That's what happened to me on greenexamacademy.com when I was selling my ebook. I was sent an email by one of my customers who is a business owner. And again, I had just started online business. I didn't have any experience with it at all. And he emailed me and he said, "Pat, you are losing money because you're not charging enough." And I said, "No, I want to be the low budget guy. I want the one that everybody can afford." And he said, "No, because when you do that, you lower the perceived value." And I was like, "What does that mean?" He's like, "Well, it just looks cheap. Would you buy a Mercedes-Benz if it was $500 on the lot? There must be something wrong with it, right?" And so that's what you don't want people to think if you are charging too little. You want to charge what you know your course is worth and what value it can provide to them. So test the price points, test the sales pages, test the pitches, and you might also be able to benefit from just asking more, Diego. I know this is something I could benefit from more, and a lot of us out there too. We're afraid of asking too much. But if you know you have something that you can help people with, these courses, then it's your duty to ask and to show people what these things are all about. So again, Diego, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt, and I look forward to that image that you're going to post up, hopefully not from a bathroom, of you wearing that particular shirt. So we're going to send that to you. Jessica, my assistant, will reach out to you in the next couple of weeks so we can send that over to you, no matter where you're at. I also want to thank everybody else who's asking questions. Just head on over to askpat.com if you have a question that you'd like to ask. Love to potentially answer it, and we'll send you a t-shirt too. I also want to thank today's sponsor, FreshBooks.com, making it really easy for all of us to manage our business finances and keep track of it on the go with their award-winning mobile app. They serve over 3 million small businesses. They could serve you too. And like I said, it's just been a fantastic relationship. The product is great, and the company is amazing. They're always looking out for their customers, and they will look out for you too. So go ahead and check it out for free for 30 days by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com. Enter Ask Pat. Thanks so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Oh, and I almost forgot to quote the quote of the day. This is from Confucius. He says, "It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you don't stop." So kind of a perfect quote for an airport bathroom. But anyway, sorry. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.